the economic growth rate of the Northeast region is not high, and there has not been a significant increase in demand for industrial and commercial electricity. However, it has become the region with the most severe power cuts. This is probably related to the energy saving and consumption reduction policy implemented on the mainland in recent years. The national authorities have promised to the international community that China will reach its peak carbon dioxide emissions by 2030 and carbon neutrality by 2060. Since 2015, all provinces have been required to reduce the growth rates of electricity consumption year by year. The National Development and Reform Commission issues warnings to provinces that fail to meet the standards. In the past, the rate cuts were reviewed at the year-end, and provinces were criticized if they exceeded the limits. Now the warnings are being issued at earlier dates. In the first half of this year, 9 provinces were issued first-level warnings for failing to meet the standards. This is why many provinces have imposed limits on electricity consumption earlier than in previous year to meet the year-end targets. Some provinces have done so roughly. Jilin Province, for example, does not give notice in advance for water and power cuts.